Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Women in the menopause transition are losing 2-3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Keon Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Keon Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay, my mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Keon Aminos, please visit getkeon.com/lovely, where Keon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeon, GETKION.com/lovely, for 20% off your order of Keon Aminos. Thanks, Keon.
Welcome to Not Your Mother's Menopause, making hormones make sense with Dr. Fiona Lovely. Dr. Lovely is an expert on health, treating women and their families from around the world. Her specialities include endocrinology, functional neurology, and functional medicine. Please visit us at drlovely.com. And now, here's the doctor.
Good morning from Menopause Central. This is Dr. Fiona Lovely and Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, making hormones make sense. I hope everyone's well. So we're just starting the work week here after Labor Day in North America, certainly for me in Canada. And my plan was to take a break from doing the podcasts just to get some fresh ideas going for you. And I spent most of the weekend studying and reading sort of the current literature on menopause and perimenopause. And I find myself taking to the mic early in the morning here in Canada, pissed off for you about the thought that and the current literature that's out there and the current thoughts on how to treat menopause and what the symptoms of menopause are all about. So here I am to give you a sense of my own thoughts on this. And if you're reading some of these books that are out there and available to you, and I think provide a lot of popular thought for the current medical beliefs about menopause and perimenopause. So recently I was contacted by the medical or the media team of a woman who is a medical doctor who apparently specializes in menopause and treatment of menopause. And I was reading through her book over the weekend, and she very clearly states that progesterone has one small role in the symptoms or the cycle, a woman's cycle, and therefore when we are perimenopause or ovaries are stuttering, if you will, sputtering in their function, or if you've had your uterus removed, or if you're already in menopause, you no longer need it. And I have always seen this as an old school versus new school way of treating menopause and thinking about menopause was the role of progesterone. So if you look at the physiology texts from that are even to this day the standard physiology text for med schools, professional schools, naturopaths, chiropractors, etc., it's a book by a man named Guyton, and it's called Medical Physiology. And in there, it states very clearly, progesterone has one small role, which is basically to complete the menstrual cycle and encourage the shedding of the lining of the uterus. Now, what we know, considering that this information was first written in 1956 and is still being taught at the medical schools, okay, what we know now is that progesterone has system-wide effects: thyroid, adrenals, brain, breasts. There's so many things that progesterone does. It calms us down. It helps with anxiety. It helps us not bloat with our guts. It does have a function in the gut as well. And there's much more information coming on that in a future podcast. But let me just get that out there. This is why I get emails from so many of you saying that my doctor doesn't seem to know what to do with me, so I'm either put on an antidepressant or I'm offered hormone replacement therapy, which, by the way, if it's traditional hormone replacement therapy, is equine estrogen, that's horse estrogen, which we know is at least 6 times stronger than human estrogen. And that's the primary treatment, if you will, for menopause and perimenopause for a lot of traditional medical doctors out there. Without looking at the role of progesterone, or if they do encourage you to take progesterone, it's progestins, or the synthetic version of progesterone, which is in Prempro, the birth control pill, etc. What we know about progestins and what we know about any time there's been synthetic hormones prepared pharmaceutically, they've ended up being a total mess for women. And here's the thing, it's us that suffer. We are the ones that become the guinea pigs, if you will, for the pharmaceutical companies as they figure out whether or not these things are going to work or not. You want to know how bad synthetic hormones are? Look up DES, which was the synthetic form of estrogen that was made, I believe, in the 60s. And the things that came out of that, you'd think we would have learned by now that these are just not a great idea. However, they're still available out there. And unfortunately, if you are needing to be within the system, the medical system, that is, because either you're part of a socialized system that says you can go to an MD and that's covered and that's it, you can't seek out a naturopath or an acupuncturist or a chiropractor or a functional medicine doctor that knows how these things work properly in the system, then you're stuck with basically the opinion, oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes the opinion that says, hey, it's got to be estrogen and don't worry about progesterone, or here's the synthetic stuff, let's see if this works for you. Okay, so like I'm mad for myself, I'm mad for all the women who I've cared for, I'm mad for all the women who don't even know about the stuff that I talk about here, because you are in a place where you're hot all the time, your mood is going haywire, kind of like mine right now, your periods are all over the place, you're not sleeping, you feel like a crazy person, it's like being an angsty teenager, but 10,000 times worse, because you've got to pretend that you're an adult and hold down a job and, you know, behave yourself with your friends and relationships and children and boss and all that other stuff, right? So you're in that place where you're just like, I just am desperate for help. So you'll literally take anything that comes at you. And unfortunately, a lot of the treatments that are available in the traditional world are not, in the allopathic medical world, are no longer current. Okay. They're no longer the whole picture. So when you are seeking a medical provider to help you with the symptoms of perimenopause, you really need to look for a functionally trained practitioner, whether that means they have a functional medicine certification or background like I do, or whether it means that they dabble so they understand that one gland relates to another, relates to the different tissues. There are cell receptors throughout the body for these hormones. You can't tell me it's just progesterone is just for the uterus. You can't tell me that. I'm sorry, Mr. Guyton, but that information is old. 1956, that was written. So this is from, this information is out there on the New York Times bestseller list. It's the information that comes from a doctor who claims to be highly educated about these things. So, you know, don't be fooled, right? You need to ask the question, where do you believe progesterone fits in this role? Do you believe my thyroid could be involved? Do you believe my adrenals could be involved? What about my brain chemistry? Those are the kinds of things you need to ask anybody you're interviewing, okay? Because it's not just about estrogen. Progesterone has to play a role. That's natural progesterone in order to balance the proliferative effect of estrogen, which is its job. It's meant to build up the lining of the uterus, but progesterone has to come along at a certain time and say, hey, stop proliferating, okay? Cells proliferating out of control are what we call cancer, okay? So progesterone's job is essentially anti-cancerous. It is anti-proliferative. It goes in there and stops the cells that have been signaled by the estrogen to build up, to grow, to proliferate, which means become many more cells. It's protective, okay? It's also calmative. It actually calms our gut. It helps our thyroid work better. And actually, progesterone at perimenopause and beyond is made by the adrenal glands. So even when your uterus goes offline, your body still produces it. So all I gotta say is bullshit. It's all bullshit. And if you're mad about how your doctor is treating you, I'm mad with you. I understand. I know this information needs to get out there. And I just want you to know this morning that you have a doctor sister in peaceful hormonal arms. Okay. We got to get together and say enough. Enough. If this was a problem for men, it would have been sorted out an awful long time ago. So ask the questions of your doctor. Make sure you're getting information and prescriptives from somebody who is educated in functional medicine. And know that I love you all this morning. Please comment on this podcast on the Facebook page, Not Your Mother's Menopause, Making Hormones Make Sense podcast page. You can also email me directly, drlovely@drlovely.expert, to continue the conversation anytime. Have a great day.
The views and nutritional advice expressed by Dr. Fiona Lovely are not intended to be a substitute for conventional medical service. If you have or suspect that you have a medical problem, promptly contact your healthcare provider. No information offered here should be interpreted as a diagnosis of any disease, nor an attempt to treat or prevent or cure any disease or condition. As with any new advice or program, you should always contact your healthcare provider prior to starting anything new. Thank you. Women in the menopause transition are losing 2-3% of bone density per year, along with the loss of lean muscle mass. Our bones and our muscles give us strength, stability, flexibility, and are metabolically active, keeping us youthful. In fact, the muscles are our key to longevity. Thanks to the brilliant guest experts I've had on the Not Your Mother's Menopause podcast, I understand the importance of getting enough protein daily to build lean muscle and maintain bone density. I can struggle to eat enough protein daily. Even when I was eating protein at every meal, I still wasn't getting enough. So I take Keon Aminos daily to support and supplement my diet. Keon Aminos ensures that you are getting the essential amino acids from protein your body needs to build muscle and keep energetic and strong. Keon Aminos is clean source, transparent formula that gets mixed into water and tastes good. It is suitable for all diets and is gluten and dairy free. When I take Keon Aminos, I feel satisfied, full, and hydrated. It keeps sugar cravings at bay, my mental health is better, and I sleep better. I feel strong and ready for whatever might come my way. Strong, flexible, healthy, for my whole life is my aim. If you would like to supplement protein intake with Keon Aminos, please visit getkeon.com/lovely, where Keon is offering 20% off for the listeners of the show. That's getkeon, GetKeon.com/lovely for 20% off your order of Keon Aminos. Thanks, Keon.